Jammers.
Wait, what's the ship?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers. We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Well, I listen to enough podcasts where I know, like, basically what's going on, but it's pretty cool. I'm, like, behind the scenes right now. I'm creating. I'm not just a listener, not just a viewer, you know?
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
He's like, I've listened to a lot of podcasts enough to know that you two are fucking around hard.
I've listened to a lot of podcasts.
That's a quote.
You know,
that's a quote.
This one's not great.
Mostly because they have me on. What are we going to do? Can we just go follow you, pick up trash, and then build stuff out
of
it?
Yeah, Wendy, what was the pitch to lure Ronaldo into the podcast?
Oh, I promised him a lot of money. You guys have to Venmo me.
Why do you think we're drinking right now?
Right.
Yeah, please see my invoice in a couple of days. Thank you.
I know. Oh, God damn it. No, Ronaldo is he's a really cool designer. And a designer, I don't know if it's the right word. You're a craftsman. I met Ronaldo. He came to Glamour Push shows. And for my birthday and Christina's birthday, he made us each just cool like woodwork presents. I know he got her like a pencil holder with a Beyonce thing.
No, I remember very clearly. Actually, I think I met Ronaldo very, very first because he came up to me. He came to a Guys We Fucked Live, the Experience show, one of the first ones.
Oh, cool.
And he came up to me with a bag of popcorn and a note and a Beyonce pencil holder. I believe.
No, the pencil holder wasn't there.
The pencil holder came later. But he had a thing of popcorn and a note. And we've been friends ever since. And then he just started popping up. And
yeah.
Like, he's become kind of a staple of the New York comedy scene.
Yeah, I am definitely a major fan of live comedy, live New York comedy. So I can probably sit in a room and name like 17 comics and people are like, who is that? And it... all thanks to Christina Hutchinson, Corinne
Wendy
Fisher.
And Wendy Starling.
I'm a fan of people like, you know, someone like Wendy. Like, I tell people and they're like, who the fuck? Get out of here.
Wendy is definitely on the list, but...
of who people nobody knows.
Who I met first was Stephen first, but Christina and Corinne were where I got into the live comedy scene. Love it. I'm all over the place. I love a free comedy show. Love any kind of comedy show. And New York City comedy is probably the best in the fucking world. But so I'm all over
I will
the place.
Say Glamour Puss is a paying show. He paid for everything, but now you're in the family, so you get to come for free.
But you know, unlike
don't tell people
unlike
that.
Comics, Ronaldo also is a functional craftsman.
I know.
Oh, that was a dick.
I mean, let's face it. Do you know, Wendy, do you know any comics who can build shit?
Oh, you mean like a story with callbacks, Stephen? No, I don't. Megan,
hello.
Do you?
So yeah, to answer your question, Wendy,
he's just like, okay, you guys are not no.
So, again, he's listened to a lot of podcasts. He's gonna be the Steven of the episode. He's gonna be pulling us back in. He's like, you guys are fucking around too much.
So
I know what
that
we're doing here.
It's true. I wouldn't call myself a craftsman. I do a little bit of everything. I design furniture. I do wood burning. I curate art shows. I create my own art. So, I mean, there's not a single word for that. And sometimes I feel like I'm like a little too boasty or talk about myself too much because I have to name like four different things that I do to describe
See,
what I do.
Completely uncomedian-like.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stephen is good with the shade.
Proud of himself?
So I first started with building furniture. Like, I moved into my own apartment and I was like, I wanted to just do some shit. I had a friend who built me a pot rack. Well, it was a coat rack that I made a pot rack because I have enough closet space. And I was like, well, I want to do more shit like
that. A pot rack?
Yeah, like, you can just hang your pots up instead of like putting them in under a cabinet or whatever. So, like, just like all outside hanging things, like, instead of having under the cabinet, it's like right out in your face. Everything is hanging the pots, like how you would hang a coat, like on the coat hooks.
Now, is this stuff? Now this is the exciting thing about what Ronaldo does. The raw materials you get are not things that you purchase.
Oh, straight garbage. Like,
yeah,
straight.
You love
yeah.
It.
So that's. Yeah. I mean, let's
your company is
chase.
Called Repurposed. Repurpose.
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 So it's like a portmanteau on Ronaldo.
Oh, that's so perfect. That's so perfect.
Thank
I
you.
It.
I wish Already. I could take credit for it, but it was a friend. I'm going to give him his like little.
Oh, maybe someone like a comedian or a writer thought of that. Huh? Some piece of shit.
Someone good with wordplay.
Oh, hurt Steven. Feelings over here.
Wordplay, and he's good with woodplay. So
hello.
Hey,
hello.
Boom. Build that. Build that fucking joke. And that joke came from me, which was trash. So it's the same thing. Oh, it's all coming from garbage.
Full circle. Full circle here. Yeah, the name. The name is Ray Purpose, which is like a repurpose slash Reynaldo kind of put together. Like I said, my main material is trash, and that's not a negative or positive. I find things on the street just walking around, and I just happen upon a bunch of wood pallets or just random scrap wood or whatever the fuck, and I'll take it to the studio. Usually I will, if I found a table, I probably wouldn't present it finished as a table. I would probably break it down, take the legs and do one thing, take the tabletop and do something else. So usually I am deconstructing to reconstruct something that's more elegant, better, more rustic looking in the end. And the result is you will never know that the materials that I made that object from came from the garbage.
Like criminals do with cars.
Oh yeah, chop shop. I live on Jerome Avenue in the Bronx. It kind of goes
or
together.
Drugs.
Wait, you could find drugs thing. And make them into better drugs? I guess you can.
I have found drugs before.
Yeah, so did I.
And made them into better drugs by putting them in my body.
That's reusing also.
Recycle, reuse, reduce. Thank you.
And that's a real theme that we've got going on, specifically with drugs, which is bizarre and unhealthy and not how that, I think, little rhyme is used.
I'm glad you said that, though, because what I do is reuse, recycle, reduce. My finished product is quote unquote green because I'm not using new materials to create it. So I'm using something that someone threw away or something that someone just trashed, and I am reusing it. So I'm helping the carbon footprint in a way.
Are you though? Because when we hung out the other day, and I don't want to poke a hole in your theory calling your stuff green, put you in an Uber to carry your trash wood home.
But whose footprint is that? That's not my footprint. That's your footprint.
Oh,
bitch, I didn't pay for that Uber.
Wait, okay, fine.
Well, but that's still green material. I mean, it's still.
No, okay, here's the thing. I'm super into this. I like the fact that, because let's be real, people throw perfectly good shit away every day.
Especially here.
Constantly.
And I was just about to say
New York City
that.
Is the mecca of let's throw the shit out.
So I'm kind of more settled now. I would consider like being someone who's like, how do you say, more wild with finding, like, I'm just on the street with a hand truck and a big ass book bag, and it's all over the place. They're going through boroughs. I used to work in Staten Island, and literally would have a hand truck with three pallets taped down, walk half a mile to the ferry, take on the Staten Island ferry, which is disgusting. Then I would go to like lugging a big ass hand truck with three pallets, which is probably like 60 to 80 pounds, up and downstairs, take the train from the bottom of Manhattan through the entire Manhattan into the Bronx, lifting it up the stairs. So that was more of my guerrilla building, you know, like just going for it. Now I'm more local. I'll just take a pallet in my hand. But the point still is that I will travel to find something. And
question, when you were taking the Staten Island ferry, did you ever try to take actual people off of that ferry and use as art? I mean, technically they're trash.
I would never. I mean, this is factual. They are.
Follow-up question. What is your body fat percentage? Because you are clearly in excellent shape.
You are clearly wrong.
Fuck me in my face. I'm so sorry.
That's another funny story. It's so fucking sad because before I started building stuff, I used to run. I used to live in Brooklyn. I would run like 10 miles. I would run from like Chinatown and Manhattan, if you know the area, if you know the city, Chinatown and Manhattan, all the way to like Brownsville, East New York, and Brooklyn. And then like my focus changed where it was like, now I want to build stuff. My strength is still good, but the cardio aspect is like, oh fuck. So
way
like,
to go, Megan, you body shame him. You brought up, he's like, it's actually sad. I have hypothyroidism. So even with all that exercise,
that's,
you know what?
My
no.
eyes are so bulging.
I'm actually not shame. I would rather create. I mean, I've come to terms with the fact that I am creating, I am building, I am doing the art shit, and I am just not gonna ever make the gym.
We also would rather create than look good in a bikini, huh, Meg? Cheers.
Hence us.
Yeah. See, we're not so different, comedians and woodworkers. She's we nice. Also would rather create than look
sorry
good.
I drew that line.
I had a point. So we're talking about the different areas of how New York City is like just has so much stuff you can find. There's certain areas in Manhattan where you just know, like I always have an eye for what the garbage day is currently where we are now. It's garbage day. So I'm like, my eyes are peeled, you know?
Hell yeah.
The best neighborhoods are either the newly gentrified neighborhoods and the hipster. You would think that the hipster neighborhoods have a lot of shit, but hipsters are Korea garbage pickers. I once was in Williamsburg on garbage day. I'm looking around like, how much shit can I find? And like, I'm seeing all this stuff and it's nothing but empty bags. Like they took everything. You could see like, oh, there's probably a table there, but that's in someone's house. We're like, seven roommates in a two-bedroom, that's gone. So I was so fucking pissed. I'm like, how I'm in Williamsburg / Greenpoint by the water. I know there's like million-dollar loft spaces. Why am I not finding anything? I'm like, oh, wait. The hipsters took the it.
These motherfucking, these hipsters are coming in. They're putting in espresso shops and they're stealing all our garbage.
Exactly.
Well, they're all jacked up on that caffeine. They've got the energy to go out all night.
But then this other neighborhood's
they're
like,
already dressed like a fucking lumberjack.
Exactly. This other neighborhood's like Park Slope where it's more of a family neighborhood, not young people. So you have like million dollar brownstones. What happened?
Oh, I just thought maybe a lot of babies. You find a lot of babies left out.
Never pick it up. But when I worked in Park Slope, someone once threw out an antique crawfoot tub. Obviously, this is way before I was even building stuff, but it was like, even if you don't want a tub that's a crawfoot tub, like a crowsfoot tub, it's clearly an antique. It's clearly something that you should be selling or something. And first off, how did you even get a tub out of your house? Why didn't you not just give it to them? I found...
What'd you do with that tub? Anything?
I did not take
did
the
you
tub.
Sit in it for like
was
5 minutes?
Too big. Right?
I would have just been like, photo up.
Yeah.
At least taking a few sweet pics in that
yeah,
tub.
Yeah, that was my Twitter days. I definitely did. But then there's other neighborhoods like randomly off of Union Square. I found three tables in one day. And yes, I picked up three tables at once.
Is that the best? So what would be your top three for the New Yorkers listening? Top three neighborhoods for what I like to call fancy trash night. What is also how I refer to it when Megan and I go out.
Okay.
I've been waiting. I've been waiting for that joke the last 5 fucking days.
I know you have.
I got a tattooed on my
that
forearm.
Was just, yeah, exactly.
I'm like, where's in my bag, like, in?
Oh. Well, we already established that Williamsburg seemingly should be the best neighborhood. Totally isn't. I have to give Park Slope it because...
For all the babies.
Park Slope. Ding, 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 ding. Best trash.
Park Slope, definitely. It has to be a neighborhood where you have commercial, but then it's also like one block over you have residential because you never know what you can find from commercial also. So I'm going to say like the Kips Bay, Murray Hill area, possibly because it has a little, it's downtown, midtown, but it's also very residential.
I wonder if we can find like old seats from the movie theaters.
Okay, the number,
just like a weird old velvet AMC theater.
Or even like the stadium seats, which I would love to find and take in.
We could probably just steal
but the
one.
Stadium, I thought they sold those.
I know, but you really never know. My third neighborhood, though, for sure, is Upper West Side.
Get that East, old New York money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Upper East Side, probably also, but I just have enough experience to say that. But Upper West Side, for sure. You have a lot of like these old pre-war giant apartments. People like store shit. Okay, I know this guy's name. His name was Steen. Cool, sad story. My grandmother's in a nursing home on Upper West Side, 87th Street. I see her very often. One day I'm walking.
She's still there now?
Yes, okay. 93 years old.
I was going to do RIP, but keep trucking, Grandma. Go.
Thank you. I'm walking down the block, and I see one of those, like, dumpsters, not like the little 2-foot by 4-foot dumpsters. I mean, I see, like, a dumpster that's, like, 8 foot wide, 20 feet deep, and inside is someone's entire life. Not his entire apartment, his entire life. It was so sad, but... The garbage pick of me was like very
but
joyous.
I got some stuff out of it.
Literally, that suitcase right there that we're looking at right there came from the guy. He was a painter I know his whole damn life. He was a painter who painted a lot of nudes. He loved the women. So it was like at least 35 paintings, old typewriter, all this kitchen shit, 7 antique suitcases. And I'm like, wow, I'm just like picking up all this shit. And this is at the time when I was like kind of toggling both worlds of running and building. So I had to leave all that stuff in my grandmother's nursing home to then go run. So Megan, there was a time I did both. But, you know,
there we go.
Right. So I'm just on the other side now. But no, so that's why I can definitely say that Upper West Side is definitely a place where you can really find some stuff. And then also know the garbage days, because like I know my neighborhood is a Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. What I find more is raw materials there. Like I create art also. If I find a broken mirror, that's not garbage to me. That's material to be building something that has broken mirror.
That's something that you can use to stab someone else who's trying to get trash on your trash route. That's a weapon.
She knows me so well. Like
that's what I was gonna ask. Because I did. So this is. So you've been doing this for how many years?
Almost two. About a year, 9 months, give or take.
Oh, so very recent.
Yeah.
Very recent, but the progression and my knowledge of what is not, what is worth it, what's not worth it, what's good wood. Oh, I have something really important to say about...
You could say good wood. No one's going to make a penis joke.
I love this woman here. I love So I've been doing it on less than 2 years, but I've gotten really refined with knowing what to pick, knowing what's worthy. And I was telling Wendy before... I never seek out a day walking around looking to find something. It just happens. So,
like true love. Just
exactly. When you find it when you least expect it.
Right. Yeah. When I'm like running 10 miles, then, oh, I have to pick up that painting. Oh, I have to pick up that table. Now I've literally run with stuff in my hand because it was like, well, it's freezing cold. I have 2 more miles, but I must pick that up. And it's happening.
Can I ask you something really crazy? So I once picked up this painting and it felt so haunted that I had to remove it from my apartment that night.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Like it felt crazy. It was like a painting. It was a sky with a door and windows in a face. And I was like, I saw it on the street and I was like, this is amazing. Someone put their soul into this. And then I hung it in my apartment and I was like, something's going to crawl out of this.
And that happened.
And,
sure.
And you realize they literally put their soul into it.
That's some Dorian Gregory shit right there.
Yeah, it was. It was so creepy. I could not keep it in my apartment.
Yeah, how long ago was that? I'm so mad because we have a Ouija board here. I live here. I'm here enough that I feel like I'm their weird adopted child.
Me too. Also, I'm only there via FaceTime and I'm still like, no, our Ouija board.
That was 7 years ago on 25th Street.
I want to get another haunted thing.
Well, it is this neighborhood.
Oh, we're going to find it tonight.
Yeah.
Word.
Do you have competitors as far as like, are there other people, other like garbage hunters?
I have encountered where me and another person have walked to the same thing at the same time. And the rule is like, so let's say there's a pair of something.
There's rules.
There's rules everywhere.
I know. I just love this. I'm very interested.
If they're a pair of something and you have, let's just say end tables for whatever reason. If you have one end table in your hand and the other guy's looking at the other one, you win because you already claimed one in your hand, you know? So it's kind of like splitting a baby though, you know? Like, so if you both run at the same time to,
each party takes half the baby.
Both of the ladies' reaction was ridiculous, the simultaneous reaction. No, so if you both come to something at the same time, and you both have one in your hand, you kind of have to have a discussion. Like, I want it more. Give me. Or, you know, we're not going to have like a bum fight in the street, but you never know.
You've all seen Kramer versus Kramer at the end where they cut the baby in half. It's the same with furniture.
You know, that classic movie. Also, we will, that will be the follow-up to 12 Monkeys will be our version of Kramer versus Kramer. We'll just both be dressed as Cosmo Kramer.
Yeah.
What I did want to talk about is we talked about this a little bit. Talked about us a little bit a couple days ago about I find palettes all the time and you can't always pick up any kind of pallet, because like the pallet is, for those who don't know, is the wood structure that people have freight on. You go see a store like a Home Depot or even like a, any kind of CVS, Walmart, whatever. They load all their cargo on those little wooden stacks that look like giant coasters. And that's a pallet. That's what I take and break down, clean, sand, and make other structures, other furniture out of it. But there are a lot of rules, speaking of rules, a lot of rules to that, because there are pallets that are toxic. There's a toxic called, I'm getting really nerdy now. If you see an MB on any kind of pallet, especially mm-hmm. if that MB stands for methylbromide. Methylbromide is a neurotoxin that kills all insects, so that it doesn't destroy the wood, but it also is a toxin. You don't want to cut into it. It has a very chemically sweet smell, because okay. I did it by accident before.
Did you get high? Let's talk about the high you get from MB.
Wendy, calm it down. Calm it down. Calm it down. Okay. Okay.
No, I don't pick them up anymore. I don't get high off them. I do get high off of spray paint accidentally sometimes. Different story.
That's my boy. That's why he's on the show, guys. We're gonna huff paint. It's a trick. We're not building anything. We're just gonna huff paint in the street in a giant dumpster.
I can see it. I can see it. No, so the usually if you see an all painted red or all painted blue palette, do not pick it up. It's toxic. If you cut into it, you run the. It's not like toxic, like, oh, I'm going to die right now. But you don't want to have something that has neurotoxins in your house, especially for sick people, older people, younger people. And also, if people love to do gardening stuff, like little pallet gardening things, you do not want to put those toxic pallets on dirt because it gets into the rainwater. You know, this is a big deal. So I have.
What about like for a teenager? Because you listed a lot of people that should not be around neurotoxins. What about like a teenager?
Teenagers can live through anything.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a lady in her mid-30s who likes to party.
Whose name Megan
and is
LA?
Maybe looking for a cheap high.
It's not even cheap. Do you have the strength to lift up a damn pallet, take it to your house, and everything? It's not cheap. That's where.
Now this feels like a challenge.
I am
Sir,
not
I was just
judging.
At the gym.
Challenge accepted. Is that where we're going with this now?
To pick up a pallet to get high? Yes, challenge accepted. There's a Target down the street. I'll be back in 30.
You're in a swivel chair. Just swivel around like 30 times. That's a better high than picking up a pallet and traveling around with it. I mean, like, you got to like outweigh the effort, you know? Like, you want to get high easy, not high cheap, you know?
Okay, speaking my language now. I'm back on board.
Thank you.
Wait, I'm a little bit curious about the etiquette and the. Have you ever gotten into trouble or really had like an altercation doing this?
Mm. Oh, that's a yes. That is a yes.
No, okay. I'm thinking because I naturally skirt the law until someone tells me no. So let me see. What?
No, you just got a big set of balls on this guy. I didn't expect this. You're just like, these people, you can fucking suck my dick. I'm taking this end table. It's a very...
I know. We're all like, oh, Ronaldo, he's doing things green. He's doing this for the
I
earth.
Murdered a man for an ashtray.
Yeah, that's why he's like, with I can't talk. I'm currently in court resolving an issue.
No, okay.
A murder issue.
So the etiquette.
Now tell us about your worst fight.
I'm... Non-violent. I'm lying, but no.
I know you're super full of shit.
I'm trying to think of an incident to really answer the question
without getting yourself indicted. You can lie.
I have trespassed.
Blanket Who hasn't?
State. Edgy.
I know. Like I have trespassed in parks and rail yards. I mean, like
rail yards. What'd you get in a rail yard?
We're not going there.
That's an off mic convo. Mm-hmm.
What it is that is the fine worth doing something that kind of skirts the law? And then also, can you lift and run with that thing you're trespassing about? You know, like so, if I'm by a rail yard, not telling you where it is. If I'm by a rail yard and I see something that's on the other side of the gate, but can I potentially run with that thing if security is there? So it's like, I never don't want to go to jail again. But
You've
like
been to jail. We are going to build some shit on this episode, but also...
This does keep getting deeper. The plot is getting thick.
Yeah, this is a big soup now. Okay, so I've been in jail, totally not building related, just drug related. You know, we all been there.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. No, so the etiquette question is a two-part question, because etiquette is have I gotten an altercation with a person also trying to find something, or have I had to evade or avoid the law?
Both, either.
No, I'll answer both. The quick answer to the fighting someone who's also a garbage picker is no, because it's like you happen upon something, you touch it, it's yours. So if there's never been a tug of war for an object. Now, evading the law, skirting the law, not so much either, because I'm New York savvy, you know, like I'm a native. So like I know my limitations. I know the limitations. So that's why I don't have a cool story. I've never had to run with something. I mean, honestly, no matter how good the find is, if I'm running to be out of, away from authority, I'm dropping whatever that cool piece of thing I just found. That's just a
See,
given.
This is why I love you. This is why you're legit. Because you're like, no, I don't have a fucking story because I'm not stupid. And I get away with this shit.
Exactly.
Like,
no, because I'm the real fucking deal.
Yeah, exactly. And if I did have a story, I'm not going to put it on your fucking stupid podcast.
Yeah, you fucking dummies.
This podcast is not stupid.
I know. It's
awesome.
Guys, that's the first review. This podcast is not stupid.
Should we put that on the poster? Can we put that on like a tagline?
Yeah,
this podcast.
Our faces. This podcast is not stupid.
It's us trying to read a book.
Right.
Upside down.
And who's the review from? Should we put artist woodworker? You've referred to yourself twice now as a trash picker. So yeah, can we put that as trash
picker? I said
picker?
Garbage picker.
Oh, garbage picker. Sorry.
Garbage
picker.
Yes, quote me right, you know?
Do you get offended? So now, would you prefer garbage picker? What's the title that you like?
Well, no,
garbage picker's not the
What's
ideal.
What's the nomenclature?
That doesn't capture. If that is what you go by, we need to reinvent your title.
No, I'll say repurpose or repurposer. I do a found object situation.
What about repurposed craftsman?
I like that. That's probably best.
Artisanal repurpose.
Okay, no, we're not pulling artisanal in this.
Now he went to Brooklyn. We went to Williamsburg.
See, I already got you. I'm already with you.
He went to Bushwick.
Well, you know what could I say? I'm trying to clock in this brand.
I'm here in LA, and I still agree with you.
Well, the artisanal thing is not going to work because then that weird? Because we've already learned Williamsburg is bad news.
And artisanal is just a douchey thing to
say.
Are you making pickles? Why are you throwing artisanal?
No, but see, the thing is, by definition,
or like a nutty bread.
Artisanal could be the word because
nut cheese?
I do find stuff and make it quality and unique for the person, but the connotation of bespoke and artisanal is too Bushwick, too Greenpoint, too Williamsburg, too douchey.
Too douche.
So
fuck you, Steven.
No, I get it. Yeah.
I
hate myself also.
I wouldn't use it. It's too pompous. It's like I'm wearing a fedora or something. So I
That'd
just,
be me all day.
You woke into
But you
that
can
one.
Wear a fedora.
Oh, I've worn fedoras.
Oh, I believe it.
He's currently wearing a fedora.
I'm mad you're not wearing one now.
I have a questionable fedora ready.
You'll put a fedora on when we go out and go hunt.
I was thinking about it because I'm like, well, I need to be disguised.
In the cover of the
I
night.
Have a fedora and a fake mustache.
Yeah, a fedora is the best disguise.
Yeah. Oh, I've got my beanie with me. I'm going to cover up this blonde mop when we go out because we're going to actually go into the street.
Yeah, so this is...
Because we need to make sure. This is a Selfish Help podcast. Okay?
I love selfish. I prefer self-full because I am very selfish, but I care about myself before everyone else because I am here.
This is Craftsman versus Comic right here.
And that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we called you in here. We were like, what do we want to, because we need, honestly, I need a laptop stand for home. No, let's get to the real boring shit where now we're just going to, okay, we need to make shit and we're going to go find stuff. And we're also trying to get free product from you. Megan, what do you need?
Well, this is what I want. So when we record this, so I'm on an iPad for you guys, but you are on my iPhone that I'm looking at you right now.
You actually need an iPad.
So
I do. No. Yeah. Can you build me an iPad out of found objects?
An iPad right now, right?
So I need, because right now I just shove my phone in a cup of pens. You're just shoved in a cup of Sharpies.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh.
That's how we record the podcast.
It's a real fucking profesh. So I need to build like a stand for my phone that I will be able to prop up in front of me so I can see your beautiful faces and it won't I don't know, fall. It's really the ideal.
Likewise, on our end, we could use a stand that when we go out into the world, we could attach Megan to something so that I
like
can walk
Wendy's
around
physical
with
body.
A microphone.
Yeah.
I literally have that object at my studio. Like I created this easel type situation. I call it a situation because it's still in prototype phase. All made out of found objects. And you can hold it as if you would hold the mic stand, but you can rest an iPad on it. So that can potentially work. Yeah, it's good, right?
Okay.
Now, when it comes to like an iPod stand, like Megan, you don't have tools in your house, do you?
No.
Oh, I made it funny? Okay.
I know we just met, but no.
Okay. So I would suggest like you use wood glue. You need some kind of tool though. You need like a saw.
Wood glue is a good. That's a good.
I have a hammer.
No.
For safety.
To beat people.
Yeah, is that your
self defense hammer?
Oh, who doesn't have a hammer
in Los Angeles? That's
bed.
Your pepper spray.
Yeah, I carry a hammer in my.
She's
purse.
Gonna tomahawk it and just like try to hit someone in the head with it. Wood glue does work, but you still need a saw to cut pieces into place. So I kind of like. Said wood glue, but they had to go backwards. Like, wait, you still need to cut the wood, you know? So,
what if I just go into a Home Depot and just like use a saw real quick?
Wait
before
a second,
anyone
now,
notices.
Ronaldo, yeah. What kind of saw do you use?
Multiple. I'm over the hand saw. I try to work faster and use less. Like, what's that term of faster, not smarter, or something like
work,
that?
Work smarter, not harder.
That one, yeah. So a hand saw is going to take me like 20 minutes to do some shit. Whereas if I have a power saw, it's a lot quicker. I have a circular saw.
What about
saw.
A circular saw?
I have a circular saw. Same
that
thing.
Was a saw I knew and I just wanted to shove it in that I
yeah,
knew a saw.
I was also very impressed that I knew work smarter, not harder.
We're both just like, I know words.
Yeah, I know. That's a common phrase. And we just smiled at each other on Skype and then we got real quiet. Like, I'm waiting for the applause to die down. People listening on at home, people listening on their iPods, for them to stop clapping for us.
That we know words that
Wendy
go together.
Megan,
yeah.
Have you ever built anything? Like, even have you had shop in high school or anything that you...
Wait, shop is a class?
Wood shop, yeah. Did you
really?
Guys not?
Yeah.
Oh, is my back woods showing
first,
right
first
now?
First of all, I think wood shop is very shelf. Much like a... 1950s. I don't think kids currently have wood shop.
Really? Oh, that was huge in my high really? School. I would be shocked. I would bet money that my high school still has wood shop.
I think it would be a safety issue.
In New York City, yeah. I'm thinking about the guy from Breakfast Club where he was did shop.
Yeah, that's what we had.
Yeah,
we had an actual shop with like I did like belt sanding and crazy. I built a shelf a fully sanded.
I can't imagine that kids have that now.
I can't imagine.
Listeners. Hey, all our hip youths listening, let us know about your shop classes at your high schools.
I feel like we should have more. That was actually something that was one class in high school that I got a C in. The only one ever.
Everything else was a D.
Everything. No. But that was like my one weak point was shop class. I built a horrible shelf. One semester.
Well, Steven was like, when do we talk about our feelings and then deny them?
Exactly.
I tried to build this shelf with love.
Is there an emo class?
I would build a shelf with love, but it doesn't matter because we're all going to die.
I built the shelf out of love and then I broke it.
So I'm the only native New Yorker here, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm sure people, listeners know that we're totally cramped, totally crowded here where we won't even have space in a school for students. Let alone a wood shop.
Let alone a circular saw.
I was going to my word. That's my word.
Jokes.
There are what they call vocational technical high schools where you learn a skill rather than just learning a stupid language arts and bullshit. So I'm sure they have a wood course.
But we had that too. We had wood shop in high school and then you could go to Votech and then you got like really intense shop.
Those are all the bad kids?
No, I mean, like...
So it was the alternative school.
No, but it was
a bunch of criminals and
it was.
Pregnant
they were,
15-year-olds.
They were tougher kids. I mean, they were kids that weren't going
to
college.
That's the school I went to.
But they were, like, if you wanted to be a work on cars. You know what I mean? Like, you wanted to be an auto mechanic, you would go to Votech.
Meth head, work on cars.
The bad kid school. Like, yeah, you went to the bad kid school.
Yeah. I want to work on cars.
But also, if you wanted to build or like some like functional engineering.
Right. When you were on methamphetamines, you got
it. You want to build something, take it apart. Build something, take it apart. Right. Yeah, Steven, we get what you're saying.
It's very methy. Build, take apart.
Well. You know, small
towns. Theme. It's a theme of the podcast. Whatever. You'll get it. It's not a big deal.
I'm drinking your drink, Ronaldo.
Go ahead.
Mine's gone. I'm having a drink of his. This is going so well.
So wait. So,
well, I mean,
so
if we're
going to
build
cramped.
Something haphazardly, I say right.
But
be
everything's
drunk
cramped in New York
it.
City. I am curious. How did you learn this?
Great question. Side note, people always say great question when they don't really have an answer. I have an answer. It's a great question because it's a story.
It's a great observation.
it's totally true.
Okay, now cool it with the compliments back and forth, you two. This is about me and Wendy complimenting each other.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You're so beautiful.
Oh, never mind. You can also compliment us.
I have been told that I have been building since before I can walk and talk. Legos, Lincoln Logs, Erector Sets, Connects. Every single thing. So when I decided I wanted to be an architect in like elementary, middle, whatever time it was like, yeah, duh. I went to school for architecture, got the degree and everything. Then I worked in architecture and didn't like that the process of, hey, I want a house to, hey, I'm moving into my house was so long of a process. Seeing how long it takes for a vision to be realized is kind of disconcerting because it's like, when it ever be done? And then I got into another side story. A friend of mine built the coat rack that became the pot rack, and I wanted to do more stuff for myself and furnish my house with things that I created. So I started building things, and the gratification of idea to having it when you're building something yourself can be as short as an hour process compared to architecture, which can be a 2 or 3 year process. So I really, really fell in love with creating and making something happen right away. So that instant gratification of idea to object really pulled me towards that and definitely away from architecture. And that's it.
Who cares about building codes? Look at all this garbage. I can just build my own fucking apartment.
Exactly. Oh, I have a good
story.
You
just need wood glue and a couple of different saws.
Oh my God. I just saw things falling on your head. I can see Wendy trying to build something and just falling apart. Like, I see it.
First off, I'm going to do a fake New York accent. First off, I'm going to do a great job. We want to build. We got to build shit. This is actually, but I do. Like, I know Steven, like working in music, when you do, and as comics, Megan and I, like you have the same thing where you go like, I want to see something. I have an idea. And then especially now, like, I mean, and this is different, but like you can find garbage on the street and build some shit that you need, like with the internet and things like that. As artists, if you're like, I want to make a sketch or I want to do something, you can turn it around and write it and create and put it out there. So like, I relate with that. I also, why not go start picking trash before I finish the rest of your drink?
Did anyone else notice that she said first off, but only had one point?
Oh! Burn, Wendy. Get it together. Where's the next point? Outside, in the trash.
Yeah, the next point is...
Are we ready to hit the streets?
Yeah, let's hit the streets. Let's go. Do you feel... I drank some of your drink. You can have another shot.
I'm excited, but I want to ask, like, what do you think... we need to look for the, so what we want to build, what do you think we should be looking for?
It's a 2-part question because, you will have a hard time. Let's compare back and talk about if you're not looking for the love thing we were talking about before. If I needed a piece, whatever that piece of wood is, whatever the piece is, and I go out to look for it, I will definitely not find it, you know? So conversely, I'm walking around, I see a big pile of garbage, and I say, oh, what's there? Then I find the thing.
You see me sitting on the street.
That's how I met my last boyfriend, actually.
So
look at this pile of garbage, three drinks in.
So I happen
Let's
upon
start a family.
I happen upon something, and then I have to do this like checklist in my head. is this worth it? Can I actually move, travel with this object? I'm a native New Yorker. I have no car, never even been behind a wheel before. So anytime I'm traveling, either Wendy's giving me an Uber or I'm taking a train. So the thing is, what can I do with this object I see right in front of me? Is it worth taking? Is it clean? Is it heavy? That's how I treat an encounter more than I want to make an iPod doc. So what can I find on the street?
It's also the same checklist I have with a boyfriend. Worth
is
it?
Really?
Is it clean?
Is he heavy?
Is it too heavy?
Love.
Exactly.
By the way, that's a great checklist for a relationship. That is an excellent significant other checklist. Everyone should write that down and put it on a goddamn t-shirt or bumper sticker. We're going to make $1 million.
Do I want to drag this thing around on the fucking
more merch,
train?
More podcast merch.
So we heading out?
Yeah, let's
do it.
Let's hit the streets. Let's all put right on our fedoras and our beanies. Let's go.
Oh, I'm so excited.
We're in the singularity and we're taking Megan out.
I love it. I'm just in New York right now. Just pounding around with the pals.
So we're on 34th Street right now. Should we go uptown, downtown?
Uptown, one block, 35th Street, just to see like what's kind of garbage on the side streets. One major thing about being like a garbage picker is to know the garbage days. So like, it's no point walking around a neighborhood and then you don't see anything. So I can see right now that there's definitely a garbage day on the 34th and on the avenue. So I'm pretty sure the whole neighborhood has garbage days right now. So I'm gonna go try to check out a side block, see what we find.
Is the grid, like, do certain streets have certain garbage days? Is there a rhyme, like, odds on Monday?
I don't know the rhyme or reason. I just know that, like, logically, when it's turned here, logically, you can't have the same day everywhere. So they kind of alternate whatever it is. I don't know that rhyme or reason. But most places have a 2 or 3 day garbage day. So, like, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday situation. So, right now we're walking. We're gonna see if this is a garbage day for 35th Street, and then we'll go on from there.
I feel so safe right now, maybe for the first time in my adult life, because I feel like I'm in a baby Bjorn on Steven's chest.
That's exactly what it is.
Yep,
and I love it. I love it. Like, I've been to New York many, many times in my life. This is the first time I've really enjoyed New York City.
Yeah, because you're not here. You get to look at it, but you don't have to actually smell the garbage.
I just feel like a dumb baby where I don't have to do anything, and I'm just like taking in the sights.
What's that? I see something. I see a rectangular something.
Yeah, I saw that like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Get it together, Wendy.
I mean, but you did good, though. So you're getting the eye now, so yeah. That's what's up.
Oh, man, I'm so good at this. Most of my furniture that I've got in my room and in my apartment, I found on Fancy Trash Day in Astoria.
So as I get closer to whatever this square definitely would... No. It's looking like it can be something. I think it's a tray, like a breakfast tray.
Yeah, that looks like a box.
But I have to... I'm the one who says, well, is this something that can be used? What is this? It's definitely a breakfast tray.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is totally not worth taking with me, you know? Even if I took it to break down the pieces aren't really anything that I actually care about.
So this is like a TV, like a sad person's TV dinner tray.
I was just going to say, yes, or exactly. A happy person's
exactly.
Desk tray.
Or yeah. A very happy single person's breakfast tray. Thank you very much.
Ooh, no, defensive? Wendy, it's sad. It's sad. It's sad.
So we're going to walk a little further, like maybe one or two more avenues, see what's up, you know? Because no matter what, we have things to talk about at the studio. So if today's a no-good find day, that's fine. But it's just the idea, like, if you're in a city, take a note of what you're seeing, you know? Take a note of the garbage days. Take a note of the neighborhood that you pass by that might have potentially shit that you want to pick up, and you will have something.
Megan, have you ever found anything good in the trash out in L.A.?
Yeah, all the time.
What's your best trash piece?
Oh, man. I found a real nice pair of jeans in the trash once.
She lived on the edge.
Yeah, I wouldn't do those trash jeans. But the
I washed them, thank you.
Oh, oh shit.
Okay, so here's a palette, but I don't know if this is worth picking up.
Is it red or blue?
Exactly. See, she follows. No, it's not red. It's not blue. It's just a regular wood palette, but...
It's just shitty.
It's shitty. Oh, but here's important. There's codes that come on every single palette, and it's like a little stamp, either a burn stamp or an ink stamp, and it has a bunch of letters on it, and it says IPPC, which stands for the International Plant Protection Council. They manufacture and regulate all the type of wood palettes that go along to make sure that diseases from wood and from insects don't travel from country to country. So they regulate all the types of wood. And then the next letters are U.S., kind of does, U.S., United States. So you see a lot of MX also for Mexico, because a lot of our fruit and produce come from Mexico.
So that means the palette was made in America.
Exactly. The next letters are...
Trump would approve of this garbage pick.
But Trump is a garbage pick, so whatever. The next is 0334, which is basically just the company that it actually came from. Now, the most important letters that I see here are HT, which stands for heat treated. When something is heat treated, that means that it doesn't use any chemicals to get its strength. It's pressure treated or heat treated rather than chemically treated. The MB that I mentioned before, that's something that you never want to pick up because that is the toxic thing. So this is definitely a good...
So that's a usable palette.
Usable, yes. Well, safe, yes. Usable for me, no. Just because I don't need it as much. I mean, no, I don't need it. But this is something you can pick up and potentially not die or give someone cancer. So that's good.
But if we can't get high off of it, I
What's
also agree.
The point?
Yeah, leave it on the street.
And okay. You know what? Wendy says. There we go.
There you go.
I got to tell you, this is real tough walking through the streets past all these bars, not walking into a bar.
Sorry.
Ooh, challenge accepted, huh? So that was a pretty dry block we just had, right? So we're going to do like one more block, see what's there.
There's a big pile over there. That looks like mostly bags.
Yeah, mostly bags means crap.
See, I love this because it's like life. We're walking around looking for gems in the trash. Maybe we won't find any.
Exactly. It's like an Easter egg hunt for adults who don't have enough to buy furniture. So if you...
Or just adults.
if you notice right now, guys, this street barely has garbage on it, so...
Well, the avenues, I'd imagine, are way less, right?
Exactly. The avenues are more commercial establishments, and you're not likely to find that much stuff because they don't really throw out stuff. Although, I did find some really cool shit one day, like the tables I found, like... This cool white IKEA table, a plexiglass table, which was super cool, and a metal table. And I'm like, how am I going to carry this? But then I was like, yeah, I'm doing it. So I get on the F train, then the D train. I go home, and I'm like just bawling with sweat because I'm just carrying three tables at once. It was amazing. It was fun. So sometimes I'm like, well, you got to pick that up. I'm currently carrying a book bag and a vintage suitcase, and I will not let go of the suitcase.
We look like we're in a Wes Anderson film right now.
Oh, we look like insane totally. People. People are walking past us just like... The great thing is we're in New York, so we're...
We don't give a fuck.
No one cares.
So no one also really cares.
Right.
All right, so we'll definitely cross the street because I see a palette that could potentially be something.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's a table. Like, that's definitely an end table or something.
Yeah, I mean,
it could be an iPhone holder.
I got you. Trust me, I got you. Okay,
babe, Ray, I get it. I trust you implicitly.
Here we go, jaywalk.
Come on, jaywalk. Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh my God, I just want Steven to get hit by a car. Like, not really, but just because I think it'd be fun to see it from the baby Bjorn viewpoint. Like, I don't want you to get hit by a
this
car.
This is trash and not in a good way. See, I wouldn't pick this up because the wood looks all brittle. It's probably, it's not heavy, but so Steven's peeped the couch. I will never, ever take something that has fabric because, you know, critters and bed bugs and shit.
I was going to say bed bugs. This is interesting to me because the whole found stuff in LA, New York, any big city, bed bugs, that's a huge issue.
It is. But what I have is I used to carry like, what is it? Like tools with me. Not burglary tools, but
I feel like they were definitely burglary tools because you had to say they weren't.
No, I mean like a screwdriver, scissors and stuff.
Yeah, nope. You know, burglary tools.
No, that's a crowbar. I mean, I don't know. No, but...
Craft tools.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Thank you. Would I... If I saw a fully constructed table like we see right here, I'm not trying to take the table. The legs are what I feel is most viable to reuse, repurpose somewhere else. And that's what I would do. But I don't think I have my tools on me. And this is not a twist off. Like, the one cool thing is if you see a couch, couch always have the little shoes on at the bottom. Just twist off the couch shoes and I use that again. But I can't take this off. I mean, we're probably not going to have a great find tonight, but I'm definitely imparting the method, the lifestyle, the way you find stuff and how you treat it. Like, bed bugs is a fucking scourge. I will never, ever put myself in that kind of situation. I mean, like, fabric, is this not in use? I don't really use fabric in my design.
Have you ever gotten someone or just had, like, a roach nest in it or something super gnarly?
Let me think. Not a roach nest. But you can tell, I found, like, one of my pieces I love to take are the wooden, thin wooden slats that go with the bed. And you can see that they were little, like, either roach shit, roach eggs or whatever. But I'm like, well, then there's no roaches here. So I basically just, like, sanded it away. And so that was the most touchy situation.
Yeah.
But... I know a lot about critters anyway. I love insects. It's kind of a weird little nerd fact of mine. Most insects crave warmth and darkness, and of them finding stuff out in the street in the daytime, that's two things that they're not going to be like.
My ladies, you got to clean out your pussies. They love a dark, warm space.
Thanks,
it's been my problem my whole life. That's why I got so many critters up in there.
I know. Well, and you're wearing Preston. Jeans you found on the street. Your yeast infection is not from eating too much sugar. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, so we're not going to find anything here, but I'm okay with it. My studio is pretty clean, and it has a lot of found stuff already. Me and Wendy had a great find
five days
ago.
I got pictures of that.
Yeah, so we were walking the same path we just walked on, and we just happened upon this cool little bistro style white round table.
Wait. Because this is Hollywood and we're making pictures here, why don't we recreate the story of the find in a dramatic way?
Beautiful.
So we was walking up and down.
We are walking, present tense.
You guys are real good.
Thank you. It's like, oh shit, look, do you see that? I think it's a table.
I do.
Is it good enough? Is it worth it?
I don't know. Let's get closer and investigate.
It's pretty cool. Oh shit. It's white. I like that.
I also love white things.
As a white woman.
I made that joke. I mean, I am making that joke.
I am that joke.
I'm definitely picking it up.
All right, let's take it.
All right, we got it.
All right, great.
Transition music.
Oh, are we in the Studes?
We're in the Studes in the Bronx. You can hear the music maybe next door. It's like some salsa.
I'm sure
music.
It's beautiful, though.
Okay, so we're here.
We're almost like, I don't know.
All right, so we got all this stuff. We need an iPhone holder for Megan.
Yes.
And then we need an iPod stand. And if I could get something to, or you can at least tell me how to make like a thing so I can have a standing laptop desk at home.
Laptop desk.
I mean, you can also just tell me and I can probably just make it myself.
Because she is a genius. I did make a wall fold desk, like a desk that folded into the wall and out.
Did you really?
Thanks to methamphetamines.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
See, he knows.
Well, let's first back up a second. When Wendy and I were walking from Steven's house a couple of days ago, we stumbled upon some stuff, right? And
no, that was tonight.
I think you mean tonight. Tonight.
You mean tonight. Earlier this evening when we were all together.
Right.
So what I meant to say was, Megan, check out the nightstand that we found. Can you see it in the corner?
I do. I remember I was there.
That's
via
right.
My baby Bjorn.
No, yeah. It was just so dark. I don't know if you saw it. Now you can see it very clearly. That's
I understand.
What I'm saying.
I understand.
There
nice
you
job.
Go.
Nice work, Ronaldo. You're going to make it in this biz.
Thank you.
You're going to make it in this town.
The woodworking biz.
um
Can you see this?
Oh, that's me. That's where I live.
So this is a creation. I'm always around a bunch of artists, and I consider them like straight artists, the artists who just paint. So
I thought you were going to say artists who only fuck people of the opposite sex.
I gave that to you. That was the easy
one. Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
So what I wanted to make them easels. Like, and some of the coolest aspects of the easel was that, first off, it's handheld, so you can hold it in your hand, you know. It can sit on the floor, on a table, whatever, and just hang there.
Cool.
And also,
I love that.
One other piece is that just wanted to kind of put the easel this way, you also could hang it that way. So you can kind of, like, have the easel in a bunch of ways. But this can also be an iPad holder.
Exactly.
You
know what
I mean? And you can literally walk around with it. Now, even better, this is something I created. All of it is from found objects. The major, like, canvas piece is from what I had when I worked on a job. Then I found the other pieces. But a straight fine, not heterosexual fine, Winnie, just a straight fine. This is something that's kind of the exact same thing. To the listeners out there, it's basically like, think of a bookend, but a ledge at the bottom. So, like, if you were reading a book, you had a place where the book can sit and not fall off. This is a great piece.
I love
piece.
That.
Can you see it? This is
I
a great
it.
Piece because it was found already with the little L corner shape. But also, if I put that same back piece that I have on the other object, it's the perfect stand for you guys, you know?
Yeah.
So basically just two pieces needed, right? I found this little 2x3 piece, and it's a little bit larger than the piece I want to add for you guys. So I'm going to cut it up. So right now I have, like, this really cool ruler with all the little grids on it. It's something commonly used, like, with...
Is there a term for that?
Gridded ruler.
Gridded ruler?
It's very big in fashion, and... more fashion and architecture, but I use it because it allows me to not have to do as much measurement, because you can measure while something just on top of it. A plexi ruler, people probably know about it. A plexi ruler with a grid on it, so you see all the numbers in both directions. It makes it very easy for me to measure things without having to cut things and line up things without having to do too much measuring. That wasn't right. All right, so you see the handle shape about to happen. Now, it can't cut all the way, so I have to use a different saw. This is a table jigsaw. All right, that was also, you guys see the handle now, right?
Yep.
It's
pretty simple.
I'd also like to point out that there are essentials all over the studio. There's an empty bottle of liquor. We got peanut butter and jelly.
There's a half a shot, actually, there.
Oh, well.
Wendy, do it. Drink it. Drink it. Drink it. Drink it.
Losers.
Yeah, but no, honestly, though, alcohol and power tools is not something I do. I just always keep liquor everywhere because, you know, if I'm going to a club, I'm going to a party, I come prepared. I'm not a Boy Scout, but I play one on TV. So... always have liquor in my pocket. I keep
but what if, it's if you hurt yourself whilst using a power tool, it's good to have liquor in close proximity.
Right.
Can we not even talk about me hurting myself with power tools?
Yeah, but,
no, well, not you. I'm the royal you.
I would think, wouldn't you recommend to people, if it's their first time, like listeners, if it's their first time using a circular saw or something of that nature, you should have a drink or two so you'll relax?
No, it's not anal sex.
Calm down. Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's just a power tool.
It helps you relax so you're more like in tune with your artistic flow.
Have a couple of Manhattans.
And this is the not-to portion of the podcast?
I think the entire podcast is that not-to
every
portion.
Episode is every do not do this.
Is the not-to portion.
Whenever me and Wendy endorse something, do the opposite.
Right.
That was actually the second pick for the title.
Yeah. Except for the part where we give you our PayPal account.
Or the seventh ska band, the How Not To band.
Yeah, the
that's
how
actually
not
a pretty
is.
Good name. I would approve
ooh,
that.
Ooh, the How Ska Twos.
The How Ska Twos. It's a Scottish ska
it's
band.
It's a Highland dance
it's
band.
It's a Scottish
Highland
band.
It's a Highland dance band. A lot of stiff bodies, real busy feet.
You guys see how it goes together, right?
Yes.
Dude, that looks amazing.
Thank you. And you purposely make the bottom of the handle not touch the floor or the bottom of the object so that when you lay it on a table, it gives an angle. So,
you mean you ray purposely?
Okay.
Hello.
Branded.
Thank you, Branded. All right, so now only trick is to know exactly where to put the screws to give that perfect angle so that someone can.
Holy shit, guys.
This is for you guys, right? So you would you
I know,
want,
I'm like so grateful. Would you this want is it so straight perfect.
Up? How do we want it? Angle slightly?
This is a Steven. This is a Steven.
I think
this is,
I was thinking this was a Megan question. Because
if it's straight up like this, then this is all it could be. But if I raise this little piece up a little bit, then it gives an angle. And you guys can tell me what the angle is best.
I think how much of an angle do we want?
Like a little bit of an angle.
Like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Like a split difference angle.
I have no idea what that means.
A little bit.
Okay. Now, math would be a real thing. Math would come in handy right now.
Me and measurement and exact things, not a good mix.
Oh, I love math, measuring. I feel like I'm a little bit of Rain Man sometimes.
See, I work in feelings. That's about all I got.
Oh, man, that's a great shirt, Steven. I work in feelings. And then just a sad person on the shirt.
Just a picture of me.
No, it's just
I didn't want to say it. It was implied when I said sad person.
Do you see how easy this was, though? This is like one of those pieces that sometimes it takes a lot of work to make something be cool or something be functional. This just kind of happened upon it. And this is one of the most simple constructions, but it has such a great purpose, such a great use that I really love it.
You guys are so professional.
I know, we can't help it. But for real though, Renata, how can people find you besides coming to Glamour Push shows?
Any trash bin.
Are you plugging while I'm supposed to plug me?
Bitch, I'm always plugging my shit. Please.
No hate.
Where can we find you?
I don't plug
stuff?
You. I don't plug your fucking Etsy and all your shit.
Thank you. It's Ray Purpose, REYPURPOSED. You can find me on Instagram, which I'm always on, Facebook page, and Etsy. So same name everywhere. And if you want to give me money, PayPal, that also.
I love that name, by the way. I think the name's so dope. I think it's so fucking cool.
Thank you.
We'll put a link up on the website.
Yeah, we'll put it up. Buy a shit. It's super cool.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
I love doing custom pieces. So if you think, what do I want? I wish someone made this thing. I probably do. So hit me up. I make any kind of custom piece. I ship internationally, not just nationally, actually. And I do a lot of wood burning. And if you live in a city, I can definitely come to you. I make beds, chairs, tables, everything but bed risers. Please don't call me about bed risers. No. Calling about
I mean, buy them because that helps.
I was
going to
say,
pay the bills.
Dad,
yeah.
Bread and butter, motherfucker. Yeah, let's not poo-poo the bed rising.
Exactly. Yeah. Never shun away. Also, I do at-home consultations. If you think, like, what is wrong with my space? Why doesn't it have a good feng shui or flow? I do at-home consultations.
And
for
the payment
in
is what? Whiskey, vodka? What do you like?
It depends on a lot of stuff. It depends on how large your house is. It depends on what you're looking for. So I'm not going to give a flat rate on air because I don't want to be held to that.
All right. Well, great. Thank you so much. Thanks for hanging out with us for many hours.
It was awesome.
Did you have fun?
I did.
For too many hours.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And then next week when we come back, we're going to review the stuff that Megan and I have built.
I'm so scared.
or haphazardly threw together. Circular saw.
I know. Oh, man.
Circular saw. That's the ska band.
Yep. Oh, that's right. What is that? Our sixth favorite?
Seventh.
We'll go back in the episodes. Listeners, let us know what number circular saw is.
Oh, wait. Circular ska?
Oh.